need a solution. And for those who say they don't want to vote, well, then why are you here? And if you're going to be here, give me some ideas. And do you have some reforms you want to make? Some things the Democrats don't like. Let's hear what they are. The Democrats are telling the Republicans things they don't want, but we have to get to collaboration. And I believe in this situation that a check-in with the people is absolutely mandatory. Mandatory not just to say, do we extend taxes? I said that in the campaign. And by the way, people voted overwhelmingly for my platform, and they said, okay, we want that check-in. We are the ultimate deciders. But it's also necessary to get the people's acceptance if we're going to have all these cuts. Because if you're going to have $25 billion in cuts and you're going to cut 4 or 5 weeks of the school, then I think people are very shocked if you didn't ask their permission. And I think the voters ought to give us their permission for the cuts or the tax extensions. Both. Because this is drastic stuff. This is not garden variety. And I believe there's a reason why you've, in the recent past, you have not been able to get an honest budget because it's too painful. And it's so painful that I don't think you ought to do it on your own. Let's check in with the people. Let's hear what they have to say. And I know even among some Democrats, they say, why do you go to the people? Well, I think at some point you have to restore legitimacy to the process. And we know whether it's Congress or the legislature or politicians in general, there's a lot of skepticism out there. So when you're going to make some big moves, that's very appropriate to consult the electorate. And that's really the point. So when you folks say no, no vote, no plan, no, that's not American. It's not acceptable, and it's not loyalty to California. And I don't expect you to agree with me, but I expect you to honestly say, I want to cut this. I want 4 weeks out of school. Or don't cut that. Let's cut the university. Or cut immigration. Cut mental health. Or cut whatever other services we have. Or find some tax extensions. But come up with a balanced plan. I think that's the what the oath of office entails, that you're going to help the state really work out its problems. And I think America is facing a real challenge. The trillions of dollars of deficits, the overextension all over the world, and where's the leadership? And all they do is fight over who's going to be the next congressman, the next president, the next senator. I mean, I've been around a long time. I've been in politics a long time, and I play all the games that you all play. I'm telling you, time is running out for California and this country if politicians just keep squabbling all the time. And you got to get out of your comfort zone. Democrats, you got to make some cuts. You don't like them. You've already made a lot. You're going to have to make some more. Republicans, you're going to have to make a decision here. And just saying no, I think, does a disservice to your constituents. And I don't think we can keep this state going on the even keel if we're just going to have this kind of non-collaboration, non-representative. So anyway, that's my point. We get into details. I've heard one fellow says, some people say, well, let's put tax cuts on the ballot. Well, fine. Add another $12 billion. But then you got to find $12 billion more in cuts. Then the cuts will be $37 billion. And put that list out, if that's what you mean. Or maybe you mean something else. But I hear a lot of words around here, and I don't think we can fiddle while the state's credit rating is the lowest in the country, while 12% of the people are out of work. We got to kind of get to the heart of the matter. And it's tough. And it may be even tougher for Republicans than it is for Democrats in some way. But Republicans are supposed to be tough. So make some tough choices. That's all I'm asking you. Thanks.